On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Human Settlements says it's deployed teams to assist families who were left homeless after a fire blazed through multiple shacks in the Ugu District municipality. Officials say over 20 shacks were destroyed at the Masingene informal settlement yesterday, allegedly after an intoxicated person fell asleep while cooking. It's believed the stove used then burst into flames. The department's Ndabezinhle Sibiya says several services have been set up to assist families.
A team from the National Department is working with the dedicated teams from the Provincial Department of Human Settlements, Ugu District and Rainkonyan Local Municipality. The team is doing the following: speeding up the profiling and verification process of the victims. At this stage, 16 residents have been verified. The team is also working out to ensure the delivery of much needed relief in the form of temporary shelter, warm blankets, food and other basic necessities.
And water restrictions in the eThekwini and Msunduzi municipalities have been temporarily lifted. The Water and Sanitation Department says it's to enable Umngeni Uthukela Water to meet the demand over the festive season. The 12-month water curtailment introduced in October will be halted until mid-January. Cornelius Monama, spokesperson for the Water Department, says they met with eThekwini officials over the restrictions on Wednesday. He says despite the reprieve, challenges including leaks and illegal connections remain.
The storage capacity of the Umngeni water supply system has improved to 85.6%. eThekwini has been instructed to prepare a comprehensive water conservation plan outlining how it is addressing its non-revenue water.
And over 125 people have been killed in 3 days of violent clashes across Mozambique. It's amid opposition-led protests over the October 9 presidential election results. On Monday, the country's highest court confirmed that Daniel Chapo of the Frelimo Party won the race. Chapo's main challenger, Venancio Mondlane, has claimed the election was rigged. On Wednesday, a mass jailbreak occurred near the capital Maputo, leaving at least 33 inmates dead during clashes with prison staff as they tried to escape. More than 250 people have died since October, with over 4,000 arrests. On the weather front, back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, damaging winds and excessive lightning over the southwestern parts of KZN today. Durban and Kokstad reach a high of 31 degrees. Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay, Newcastle and Mooi River 34, Margate and Underberg 30, Ulundi 33 and 36 for Ladysmith. In Durban this morning, we've got 2 meter high swells at sea with sunset at 1:07. Cape Town 26 and Johannesburg 24. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.